As we said at the beginning of this Mass, our reflection this afternoon begins with a question. And the question is this: is my relationship with God and neighbor moving in the right direction? To help us make a little examination of conscience, I would like us to have a little dialogue. A priest once put this question to his congregation. He says, when two people quarrel, often they shout at each other. Must they shout in order to communicate with each other? Why should they shout? Does it mean that the other person is deaf? Or does it mean that they have the energy to shout? Or because they cannot control their temper? Of course, they may be angry with one another. But do we have other reasons why they must shout or nag at one another? Or maybe because of that quarrel, they have created a gap in their relationship and they cannot communicate any longer with one another. Therefore, they have to shout. Now, you will agree with me that if you are intimate with someone, you can communicate with the person even without saying a word. Just your body movement, the person will understand what you have in mind. To make this to be more clear, let us be a little bit practical. Do we have a couple celebrating this Mass with us here, sitting together? Any couple? Oh, good. Thank you for indicating. Now, I'm not asking you a question. Just, I want you to say yes or no. You will agree with me that sometimes when you are in the midst of others with your wife, you can communicate with her without even saying a word, and she understands what you have in mind. Is it correct or not? Yeah, of course. Let us bring this down to our relationship with God. When we are intimate with God, we don't need to kill ourselves in prayer before God understands what we need. Is that correct? Sure. Even before we say a word in prayer, God has already known what we want. Is it clear? Now let us bring this down to the gospel of today. When we are not in good relationship with God, we may lose the sense of holiness. Those who were selling things in the temple of God in the gospel of today, they have lost the sense of holiness. For them, the holy house of God could be turned into a marketplace. And when we want to maintain that good relationship with God, then we have to keep His commandments. And that brings us to the issue of the first reading of today. The Ten Commandments of God can be divided into two parts. The first part, from the first to the fourth commandments, deal with a relationship with God. And from the fifth to the tenth commandments deal with our relationship with our neighbor. Therefore, we can summarize the Ten Commandments of God as love of God and neighbor. Our relationship with God and our neighbor. Now, I want us to go back to the first question. We have to ask ourselves, each and every one of us, and give an answer. But to yourself, is my relationship with God and neighbor moving in the right direction or not? If it is not moving in the right direction, what must I do? This is what the Holy Mother Church is requesting us to do in this Lenten season. And the only word is repentance. We must go back to God and make peace with Him. And also make peace with our neighbor. This is very important. I cannot say that I want to amend my relationship with God and I am still not in good terms with my neighbor. No, it is not complete. When you want to repent, you have to make amends, both your relationship with God and that of your neighbor. Then the repentance is complete. If not, it is not complete.